Over the radio, we heard Harding's voice saying, "Stego, finally, handle on now." "What's that about?" Muldoon said. "They're down by the south point," Arnold said. "That's why they're breaking up a little. I'll switch them to another channel. But, they found out what's wrong with the Stegos. Eating some kind of berry." Hammond nodded. "I knew we'd solve that sooner or later," he said.
"It's not very impressive," Gennaro said. He held the white fragment, no larger than a postage stamp, up on his fingertip in the fading light. "You sure about this, Alan?"
"Absolutely sure," Grant said. "What gives it away is the patterning on the interior surface, the interior curve. Turn it over and you will notice a faint pattern of raised lines, making roughly triangular shapes."
"Yes, I see them."
"Well, I've dug out two eggs with patterns like that at my site in Montana."
"You're saying this is a piece of dinosaur eggshell?"
"Absolutely," Grant said. Harding shook his head. "These dinosaurs can't breed."
"Evidently they can," Gennaro said.
"That must be a bird egg," Harding said. "We have literally dozens of species on the island."
Grant shook his head. "Look at the curvature.
The shell is almost flat. That's from a very big egg. And notice the thickness of the shell. Unless you have ostriches on this island, it's a dinosaur egg."
"But they can't possibly breed," Harding insisted. "All the animals are female."
"All I know," Grant said, "is that this is a dinosaur egg."
Malcolm said, "Can you tell the species?"
"Yes," Grant said. "It's a velociraptor egg."
Control.
"Absolutely absurd," Hammond said in the control room, listening to the report over the radio. "It must be a bird egg. That's all it can be."
The radio crackled. He heard Malcolm's voice.
"Let's do a little test, shall we? Ask Mr. Arnold to run one of his computer tallies."
"Now?"
"Yes, right now. I understand you can transmit it to the screen in Dr. Harding's car. Do that, too, will you?"
"No problem," Arnold said. A moment later, the screen in the control room printed out the same list as before of the total animal numbers in the park. There was no change in the figures.
"I hope you're satisfied," Hammond said. "Are you receiving it down there on your screen?"
"We see it," Malcolm said.
"Everything accounted for, as always."
He couldn't keep the satisfaction out of his voice.
"Now then," Malcolm said, "can you have the computer search for a different number of animals?"
"Like what?" Arnold said.
"Try 239.
"Just a minute," Arnold said, frowning. A moment later, the screen printed the list again. Above the list, the total number of animals was now given as 239. At the bottom of the list, the totals now read, "Expected animals, 238. Found animals, 239. The list itself was unchanged, except for the number of found Procompsognathids.
Hammond sat forward. "What the hell is that?"
"We picked up another compy."
"From where?"
"I don't know."
The radio crackled. "Now then, can you ask the computer to search for, let us say, 300 animals?
"What is he talking about?"
Hammond said, his voice rising.
300 animals? What's he talking about?"
"Just a minute," Arnold said. "That'll take a few minutes." He pushed buttons on the screen. The first line of the totals appeared. "Total animals, 239.
"I don't understand what he's driving at," Hammond said. "I'm afraid..."